Good morning. You're listening to The Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett, sitting in for Rob Harrison, who's taken just a few days off. He'll be back next week. I'm with you from now until 10. Today's top local news story. Well, congratulations to all those students that might have a bit of a sore head this morning, as the students in France proved this year's baccalaureate saw a record success rate in the region. More than 9 out of 10 students passed in both the Alpes-Maritime and the Var. And in Monaco, out of 427 candidates, only 2 students find themselves having to resit. And in sport, Chelsea survived a late scare against Crystal Palace in the English Premier League on Tuesday night, beating them 3-2. The win means that the Blues move above Leicester into third place in the table. That's 5 points ahead of fifth-placed Man United. And in other games last night, Watford beat Norwich 2-1, and Arsenal had their hopes dashed after a 1-1 draw against Leicester City. Coming up, we'll have today's entertainment news. Also, there's no such thing as he's just not my type. Scientists say that singletons might as well let a stranger pick their dates because they don't really know what they want in a romantic partner. As well as commuters in Berlin are being told not to wear deodorant. Don't get me started on deodorant and BO in French transport. In a bid to force fellow passengers to wear coronavirus face masks on public transport in the German capital. And a gram slam as Instagram will start suggesting people you should block in a genius new update. Lots of that and more coming up in today's show. But starting off the first hour with this one from Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Seasons from 1975. It's just gone 17 minutes past 7. You're listening to The Full English Breakfast, and it's time for this morning's entertainment news. Tom Hanks, who recovered from COVID-19 earlier this year, has said he has no respect for people who declined to wear a mask in public during the pandemic. The actor and his wife, Rita Wilson, tested positive for coronavirus while filming in Australia in March. Many governments now recommend face coverings, but they are not mandatory in most places. Hanks said, "I just don't get it. I simply don't get it. It's literally the least you could do." The actor was speaking to the Associated Press about face coverings while promoting his latest film. And in other entertainment news, Liam Gallagher has told how he took a combine harvester to snoop on a rival band at the Countryside recording studio. The Oasis singer took the giant machine on a mile-long spin in the dead of the night to spy on, yes, you guessed it, the Stone Roses. Oasis were, of course, one of the biggest bands of the 90s at the time, and they were recording their debut album, Definitely Maybe, when Liam and bandmate Bonehead heard that the Roses were nearby. Liam said, "We went to have a little snoop to see what they were up to." That's this morning's entertainment news. There'll be more at the same time tomorrow during the Full English Breakfast. And here they are, Oasis with Live Forever. All the local news, sport and weather is coming up next.
Savills, a powerful network of offices across the prime locations on the French Riviera. Think property, think Savills. Visit savills.fr/Riviera.
Yacht carbon offset. If you choose not to think about your yacht's environmental impact because it's too hard, then think again. Yacht carbon offset is an easy, effective way to counteract your greenhouse gas emissions. There's no onboard equipment, and our pay-as-you-go service can offset your week's charter or your season's cruising. Ton for ton, your emissions are matched by equivalent emission savings from green energy projects, and our system has Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance certification. The benefit is clear, the cost is modest. Start today at yachtcarbonoffset.com.
Experience Golf and Night, a unique golf concept on the French Riviera. Enjoy our enlightened practice until midnight and share an unforgettable moment in a lounge atmosphere. Whether you're a golf player or not, come and relax on the Golf and Night panoramic terraces. You will taste our delicious homemade tapas, grilled food and cocktails. We even have a kids club to welcome the whole family. Golf and Night at Provencel Golf in Biot, open from Tuesday to Saturday and from 7 p.m. to midnight. Find out more at leprovencelgolf.com.
This summer, Grasse celebrates La Vie en Rose. take the time to stroll through the heart of the town. Enjoy perfumed naps, gourmet breaks, open-air exhibitions and shows for the whole family. There'll be something for everyone. Come and experience summer in Grasse. Discover the heritage, live the culture and breathe in the fresh air. Visit grasse.fr.
You're listening to the 106.5 Riviera Radio Full English Breakfast Show, brought to you by Air France, one of the largest networks in the world. Enjoy the new revolutionary business seat and take advantage of Air France's attentive service just for you.
Air France. France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7.30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. This year's baccalaureate in France has seen a record success rate with 91.5% of the 740,000 candidates passing the exam, marking a sharp increase of 13.7 points compared to last year. Disrupted by the coronavirus crisis, the previous record high school pass rate dates back to 2016 with 88.6%. In the region, more than 9 out of 10 students passed in both the Alt-Maritime and the VAR. And in Monaco, out of 427 candidates, only 2 students find themselves having to resit, with the Principality only just missing the 100% success rate. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron took to social media platform TikTok, sending a message of congratulations on Tuesday to all those that had passed and calling for them to celebrate while adding good luck for the future. It was the head of state's first post on the social media platform. In other news, a man in his 50s has been reported missing after jumping into the sea on Tuesday evening in La Seine-sur-Mer in the Var. The Regional Surveillance Rescue Centre for the region, the CrossMed, was alerted shortly after 7:30 p.m. Police in Toulon have carried out a security operation in the east of the city against drug trafficking in the area. 30 police officers from different units took over the Saint-Mus district on Tuesday, making 2 arrests in connection with drug dealing. On a private trip to Marseille, His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco has met with former Mayor Jean-Claude Gaudin of Marseille before meeting the team of the IHU of Marseille and Professor Didier Raoult, who's caused controversy during the COVID-19 pandemic by defending the use of chloroquine as a benchmark drug for lung diseases, saying that it had suddenly been declared dangerous after having been safely used for over 80 years. It was the first meeting between the professor and Prince Albert. The village of Biot in the Alt-Maritime has been given a colourful makeover, with the local council planting over 500 flowers and installing 440 hanging baskets around the village. The small medieval village, famous for its ceramics and glass blowing, now offers to both visitors and locals a colourful backdrop for long summer evenings. The first 4-star hotel in the centre of the old town of Antibes has opened its doors. La Villa Porte d'Antibes and Spa had previously had to delay the opening due to lockdown. The hotel, the first of its ranking, is located between the port and the old town and started welcoming its first guests in mid-June. In national news, France's General Health Director has announced that there have been 13 more deaths due to coronavirus in the last 24 hours in France, bringing the total number of lives claimed by COVID-19 to 29,933. Meanwhile, according to figures released by INSEE on Tuesday, the increase in deaths caused by the coronavirus is more marked from people born in Africa, the Maghreb and Asia than in France. The Institute goes on to say that the fact is that these people reside in populated areas, but many are also key workers who continued their activity during the epidemic. In France, 129,000 deaths from all causes were noted in March and April during the coronavirus epidemic, compared to 102,800 for the same period in 2019, representing an increase of 25%. France's newly nominated Prime Minister Jean Castex has announced that the money to be injected into the health sector in France in order to increase salaries for nursing staff would increase by 1 billion to 7.5 billion euros. And finally, feminists in France have expressed outrage over the appointment of a man accused of rape as France's interior minister. Feminist militants protested outside the Ministry of the Interior on Tuesday. Gérald Darmanin officially took up his post as interior minister. 37-year-old Darmanin is accused of by a woman of having raped her after she sought his help in having a criminal record removed. Last month, appeals judges in Paris ordered the reopening of an investigation into the claims, which date from 2009.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, in case you didn't know, what a shame Rob's not here to celebrate. Chelsea survived a late scare against Crystal Palace in the English Premier League on Tuesday night, beating them 3-2. The win means that the Blues move up above Leicester into third place in the table. That's 5 points ahead of fifth-placed Manchester United. In other games last night, Watford beat Norwich 2-1 and Arsenal had their hopes dashed after a 1-1 draw against Leicester City. Here's more from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Alistair Ross at BBC Sport, and Jamie Vardy has put a serious dent in Arsenal's hopes of reaching the Champions League places. His late equaliser 5 minutes from time and Leicester a 1-1 draw at 10-man Arsenal. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang had the hosts in front in the first half, but the momentum shifted when Arsenal's Eddie Nketiah was shown a straight red card for a dangerous tackle and Vardy pounced to earn Leicester a point. The former Manchester City and Tottenham midfielder Michael Brown says the sending off was the right decision.
So I'm actually giving him the benefit of the doubt. You come on as a substitute, you're trying to make an impact, you're sprinting, you're not getting the feel and the tempo. He's gone, he's desperate to touch the ball, he hasn't got there, and ultimately he's endangered the opponent. So it's the correct decision, and it did change the game in such a big way, and the swing on the table where Arsenal were getting to, Leicester City would be delighted to go away with that.
Well, the Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta was frustrated they hadn't put the game out of sight when they still had 11 men on the pitch.
We completely deserve to win the game the way we played the first half. The amount of chances we created against this type of opposition is not an easy thing to do. When you have the chances, you have to kill them. Put 3 or 4 nil, game is over. We didn't do it. In the second half, obviously, they're going to react. We had to play for a long time with 10 men and we lost 2 points.
The result means Chelsea's earlier 3-2 win over Crystal Palace takes Frank Lampard's side above Leicester into third. Chelsea had the better of the game, and Lampard was annoyed they didn't win more comfortably.
For our chances we create, we don't score enough goals, and we score a fair few, but there are moments where it would just make games a lot more comfortable, and I think that's what is frustrating. Sometimes it changes the face of a game. If we have good chances, don't take them, nerves can kick in, but we got through today.
Norwich are one defeat away from being the first side this season to get relegated from the Premier League. They lost 2-1 at Watford, who themselves move 4 points above the drop zone. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
This evening's Premier League action will see Man City play Newcastle, Sheffield United face Wolves, West Ham against Burnley, and Brighton will play Liverpool. Meanwhile, Liverpool's manager Jurgen Klopp has said that his dream is to have a full team of Scousers, with an all-first team players graduating from the club's academy. Klopp made clear he's looking for players with a certain outlook rather than judging them by birthplace, pointing to the 3-year contract this week for England under-17 winger Harvey Elliott, who was born in Surrey and a product of Fulham's youth system. In other sports, in Formula One, it's been reported that the Formula One driver Fernando Alonso is planning to return to the sport next year with Renault. The Spanish two-time world champion, who will be 39 later this month, will, according to reports, return to the outfit with whom he won his world championships and for whom he has already driven twice during his career. Finally, in cricket, standing captain Ben Stokes says England are ready for the massive occasion for the first test against West Indies, which starts today. The coronavirus pandemic has prevented any competitive professional cricket in the UK so far this summer.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmarra team and the VAR, there's a general situation of a depression of 1,015 millibars. Winds are northwesterly force 1 to 3. Visibility is good and the sea is calm. The barometric pressure for Saint Jean Cap Ferrat is 1,015 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 1 to 3 variable. The sea is slight to moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,014 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com. Riviera Radio
Weather. Beautiful morning looking out of the studio window here in Monaco. Sunshine and a gentle breeze in Monaco with highs of 26 degrees. Clear skies and sunshine in Nice and Saint-Paul-de-Vence with highs of 27. Further along the coast in the Var in Saint-Tropez, Hyères and Toulon, sunshine with a moderate breeze and highs of 28 degrees. This evening going down to 17 degrees in the Var and 20 degrees in the Outre-Maritime with clear skies. The outlook for Thursday and Friday, plenty of sunshine, however becoming gradually hotter, reaching highs of 30 to 33 degrees in some areas of the Côte d'Azur by Saturday. Finally, commuters have been urged not to use deodorant in a campaign designed to encourage the use of face masks on public transport in Berlin. With face coverings mandatory on public transport in Germany to prevent the spread of COVID-19, one provider in the capital has taken the unusual approach of telling customers to unleash their natural body odour. Oh, they do that here, don't they? So the campaign banning the use of deodorant read, because so many people think they can wear the mask under their noses, we're now getting tough. So now, do you still want to have your nose out or in? You're now up to date. All the news is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Talking about wearing it well, go on, put it on. Why not? Here's Rod Stewart and You Wear It Well. Riviera Radio, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. The Beatles and Drive My Car on Riviera Radio. It's just gone 8:15. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast. And talking about driving, here's this morning's comedy clip. And it is Michael McIntyre with the British Drivers and Windscreen Wipers.
So how did you get here tonight? Who came by public transport? Public transport people? Oh, very good. Drivers? Drivers in the house? I think British people are the best drivers in the world. Yes, give yourselves a round of applause. We can adjust to the different strengths of rain with our windscreen wipers like nobody else on Earth. There's one, that's the first level, one. It's sort of like a quite constant, not too fast, that's the first, a little bit of a light rain, let's go for one, then you can go up to two. Two is a little bit faster, it's not the maximum, you make the decision, you're like, it's got a little bit stronger and I've decided to go to two. Then the maximum, huge rain, you can't even believe the rain. I'm going all the way. Believe how hard they're working. Everywhere but there, just that little bit at the bottom. I can't reach that. The frustrating little triangle at the bottom. Working with. It's really raining, guys. But our favourite speed, and I'll speak for all of us when I say this, I believe to be the intermittent setting. There's something so fun about waiting as the rain builds on your windscreen. Not knowing whether you've made the right decision. Shall I go to one? It's blurring, it's smudging, I'm losing vision. It's raining heavier, I'm gonna hold on. Shall I hold on? I'm gonna hold on.
Clear.
Oh, the thrill. And the rebuild begins. It's our favourite button in the car, and again, I'll speak for all of us when I say this, I think is the hazard warning lights. There's something very exciting about that little red triangle in the corner when you push it. When you become a hazard, you think, oh, I'm a hazard. You feel quite excited. I must warn everybody that I'm a hazard now. I've broken down. You put it, starts flashing in the car, and everything's working. All the indicators. We're a hazard. Yes, I've done the right thing. But we've interpreted the hazard in other times of our life. A fun one is on the motorway when you hit traffic, you know? Suddenly you're going 70, 80 miles an hour, then suddenly there's traffic, you have to slow down. That was dangerous. I went from high speed to nothing. But your thought is no longer with yourself. Your thought is with everybody behind you. I must warn them. I must warn them of the breaking danger that lies ahead. And I will use my hazard warning. Like, can you see me? Can you see that you must slow down? You're looking in your rearview mirror. Have you clocked me yet, my friend? And it's a lovely moment. They're like, I see you, and I shall warm the one behind. I'm warning. You even feel quite excited when you see it in the distance. We're working as a team. I'm coming. Also, to thank people, that's a big thank you, isn't it? That's the biggest thank you. Because sometimes you just acknowledge them with your hand, you know, you flash if they're in front of you to thank them. Because letting people in traffic is a big part. Once you've decided to stop your life to let somebody in, you see them edging, they're edging, you're like, shall I? You contemplate it. Shall I? Yes, I will. To allow the free flow of traffic, I will stop my life. Yes, you should come in. You can go first. Go on, off you go. Yes, I'm a very generous person. Yeah. Only one. There's always some sneaky. There's a sneaky one that goes, oh, I might tag in. No, whoa. No tagging in, my friend. I am generous to tune off one vehicle. And they go, and then you wait to be thanked. You're burning a hole in their head. I stopped my life for this. I'm expecting some form of gratitude. Sometimes it never comes. I can't believe it. I regret my decision. Never have let that rude person in. Sometimes you try to overtake them just to look at them. What's wrong with you? Rude person! But the hazard thank you is the biggest thank you. When somebody lets you in, and you come in, and they let you in, and you can feel them burning a hole in your head, waiting for gratitude. And you're like, you think I'm not grateful. You think I'm not grateful. But I am grateful. Just a little delay.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In today's business news, the European Commission has said that the economy of countries using the euro currency would likely retract by 8.7% this year in a more pessimistic outlook on the continent's recovery from the COVID-19 epidemic than previously forecast. The European Commission said the economies of countries that sustained the heaviest tolls of the COVID-19 epidemic, including France, Italy and Spain, would all contract by more than 10% before partially recovering in 2021. US jeans brand Levi's has announced it's cutting 700 jobs, or about 15% of its corporate staff. That's due to the downturn caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The firm, hit by the 62% fall in sales in its most recent quarter, said the reductions were necessary given the uncertainties of the virus impact. And the UK's Chancellor will announce later today a £2 billion kickstart scheme planned to create more jobs for young people in the UK. The fund will subsidise 6-month work placements for people on universal credit aged between 16 and 24 who are at risk of long-term unemployment. Labour welcomed the move but said the government had failed to rise to the scale of the unemployment crisis.
Barclays is proud to sponsor all the business news on 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working collaboratively and creatively, tailoring our advice to the specific background, needs and financial ambitions of our clients. For more information, call the Monaco Private Banking team on 93153535 or visit barclays.mc/private bank.
There, an automatic driver on Riviera Radio, and as I mentioned earlier, a parade of planets. Stargazers will be able to see Saturn, Jupiter, Mars and Venus in an incredible rare event. You have to be in Australia, I think. Australian stargazers are in for a treat as an incredibly rare event approaches. Saturn, Jupiter, Mars and Venus will be visible to the naked eye this month. The planets will appear bigger and brighter as they're approaching opposition. What's opposition? It's the point when they are at their closest point to Earth in their orbits. So from July the 12th, Jupiter and Saturn will be visible in the east just after sunset for the entire night. After midnight, stargazers will be able to spot Mars, which will appear as a red red star, and Venus would be rising around 4 a.m. just like my dear self. Here is Atlantic Star, and always wrapping up this morning's Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. The international news headlines are next at 10.
I dedicate my life to you always.
Thank you for listening, and I'm running a little bit late. Sorry about the news international headlines. So Gavin, who's coming in from Riviera Wellbeing to talk to me a little later on this morning, you know, don't rush. I'm late, so you can be late too, and you'll be able to hear that broadcast later on Riviera Radio. And just to say thank you for all your emails, thank you for your welcomes back. It's good to be back. It gets me out of doing the cleaning, washing, cooking and looking after two teenage children. There you go. I'll be back later on at 12:30 with an update of all the local news, sport and weather. And Mark Abson will be here this afternoon keeping you company, and you can keep updated with our webpage, rivieraradio.mc, and also our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And don't forget, if you have a request, a little mention you'd like, a shout out, studio@rivieraradio.mc. I'm here till Friday, and I'll leave you with... until 12:30, so don't go too far. In fact, don't go anywhere, or take the radio with you. You can take us everywhere. There's an app, you know. I'll leave you with the 3 degrees, and take good care of yourself. Speak later. Bye.